Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. We discuss aspects of cannabis in this episode. Cannabis affects people differently and is still not legal in some places, so please take precautions and consult your doctor before using.
If we just take a moment, whether we're rolling it up, making tea, whatever it is we're doing, set the intention. What is your intention? Is it clarity? Is it guidance? Are you activating more creative brilliance? What is your intention? Set that intention first, and then you spark it up.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Happy 420, a holiday celebrating cannabis. I'm joined today by badass medicine woman, spiritual mentor, and rap priestess Lizzie Jeff to break down how cannabis can elevate your bedroom experiences. We discuss how to use THC and CBD for sex, the importance of getting high with intention, the necessity for healing sexual experiences, and why high sex is hot AF. We also share how to find the best strains and doses for users of all experience levels, the importance of quality cannabis, our own relationship to weed and sex, and how sex magic can transform your life. Plus, we answer your questions about whether or not marijuana could improve orgasms, cotton mouth, not fun for oral, and how to shift your energy out of your head and into your body. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, join me in setting an intention for the show. It just means when you're listening, what do you want to get out of listening to this episode? How can it help you? My intention is to show you the ways cannabis can enhance your sexual experience and answer a lot of the questions you have about cannabis. Even if you've had some bad experiences in the past, I think this show is going to turn it around for you. You can also check out this article on my site, Is Cannabis Right for My Sex Life? Remember, if you have any questions you want to ask me, you can go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Include your name, your gender identity, your location, your age, and how you listen to the show. Before we get into this interview with Lizzie, let me just give you some of the stats on using cannabis. And again, I'm not pushing this. It's not for everybody, but I just wanted to share some information with you so you can make your own decisions. So there have been a lot of studies. For example, they've shown that 34% of women surveyed said when they used cannabis before sex, they noted an increase in sex drive, improved orgasm, decreased pain, and no change in lubrication was noted. Now, here's what I got to say about the penis owners here. For them, I think it can be had the same mood-enhancing benefits, but a lot of studies have shown that the overuse of marijuana, specifically with THC, can cause erectile dysfunction. And again, everything in moderation, but I just wanted to call that out. Another study. This was a Stanford study that came out a few years ago. And it was the first study to examine the relationship between marijuana use and frequency of sexual intercourse at the population level in the United States. And it showed a positive correlation between the two. It says that it doesn't impair sexual motivation or performance. And if anything, it was associated with coital frequency. So you're having sex more often. And there's also been studies that show how it can just improve your sex life overall. Some studies have shown that there's higher sex drive and less pain for women who use cannabis. There's also one that say they have better orgasms, a 2019 study. Researchers found that 127 women who use cannabis before sex had much higher chances of achieving a satisfying orgasm than those who didn't use cannabis. So I just want to lay out some things here. Have fun with this episode. I always want to give you new ways to play and explore. All right, everybody, enjoy the show with Lizzie Jeff. First, let's tell everyone about who is Lizzie Jeff. Tell me everything.
You know, that's a great question. I've always been super curious and creative and that rebel, that radical since I was a young girl. And so I've always had that energy of if it didn't exist or if I didn't really like what was being presented, I would create my own. But it wasn't until within the last 5 years of my life where I said, wow, this is who I am. I'm a powerful woman. I see, I recognize my gifts. I'm falling in love more and more every day with myself. It's been a long journey of self-healing and healing my womb and also healing my breasts and just loving myself. And now I'm in this place where I feel more confident. I love the way I dress. I adorn myself in fine garments and gold and, you know, energy. And I know that I ooze that divine feminine essence. So when I step into any room, I literally see the shift in the energy in the entire space. And so for me, I was like, okay, before I even got to a point where I could feel so confident in my body and myself, I had to really go deep. I had to really look myself in the mirror and I had to listen to myself and I had to reassess my belief systems about myself and fine tune that. So, you know, every day I'm doing mirror work, I'm looking at myself and I'm speaking prosperity, I'm speaking beauty, I'm speaking confidence into myself. And so when it comes to who is Lizzie Jeff, that's been a journey. It's been a beautiful, everlasting journey of healing. And she is the rap priestess who I'm committed to expressing my divine feminine essence in the most beautiful, creative ways possible. And that translates as really powerful music, dynamic, soul shifting, curated events. That translates as Zen and Kush, right? Zen and Kush is the lifestyle brand that I've created, which centers plant medicine and holistic healing infused with social justice, with a sprinkle splash of sensuality and sexuality, all fused together to showcase like prolific art and music and intellectual conversations. And it's been really working out for me.
Well, okay, let's back up. So happy 420. This is coming out on 420.
Uh-huh. Happy 420.
So I want to talk to you about the Kush because we have so many questions too. You know, a lot of our listeners, we're going to get into some of their questions as well about cannabis and sex. Weed and sex. You said that people come for a sensual experience. My experience is I'm a fan. I like CBD. I like THC. I think it can enhance sexual experiences, sensual experiences. You know, for me in moderation, I've had to learn my own experience with it. But tell me about yours. Like, what's been your experience combining weed and sex?
You know, that's a great question. And thank you for sharing your perspective.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, you never know, but I'm in.
Right. And so my experience, wow, let me just say, wow. Okay, first and foremost, you know, I have my own personal relationship with cannabis. Cannabis always made me feel free in my body. She got me out of my mind, especially when I'm in intimate moments with a partner. But it wasn't until I had the opportunity to work in a dispensary down by the beach where I was serving people every day. It wasn't just flower. It was CBD-infused strawberry lemonade, espresso dark chocolate bites, CBD bath bombs, and intimacy oils and lubes. And so I would be having the opportunity to connect with the vendors or the owners and CEOs of some of these brands who, you know, really love my energy. But also as a bud tender, people come in and they ask you, what do you like? So it forced me to explore and try these different products. And there's a couple products that have stood out to me that just really opened the portal for my sensuality and my sexuality. And so one of the products comes from the Yoni Day Spa. The Yoni Day Spa is a Black woman-owned intimacy and yoni-like pampering collection of oils and flower baths. It's just amazing. And so even just taking a really warm bubble bath in like the CBD bath flower is just next level. There's also a yoni oil, which is this gorgeous golden serum, and you can massage your yoni with it. And so, you know, there's receptors in our vagina. Yeah. There's receptors in our cosmic wombs and our portals that love CBD, that love THC. And so exploring with that medicine, allowing that consciousness to activate, you know, it's like when you get that big pussy energy.
Yeah. Ooh, big pussy energy. I love it. So for you, that gateway was using an oil, rubbing it into your vulva, your vagina. And then what did you start to feel? Like, how do we explain it? Because I talk about CBD lubes, THC on the show, I do. And I think that there's some great sensual oils. And there's still a hesitation. Like, is my vagina going to get high? And I think, well, why would that be a bad thing, A? But B,
there's still a hesitation.
But so if you could explain how you, if you feel comfortable sharing, how it made you feel, like your sex life before you rubbed yoni oil in and then after. Like, what does it do for you? And how do you get the big pussy energy?
Big pussy energy. Okay, so look, so I told you about the Yoni Day Spa, and I'm sure you've heard of Foria Wellness. Foria Wellness, they make this amazing intimacy spray, and I'm pretty sure it's called Awaken. And look, let me tell you, the first time I ever sprayed my yoni with some THC-infused oil was when I used Foria, and it completely just took my pussy confidence to another level, because it activated that orgasmic vibration. And what I feel is, you know, I feel good. Yes, it gives you the tingle sensation, but what it does for me is it gets me out of my mind, out of my head, and it really roots me in my pussy energy. You feel me? It grounds me. And so I'm more connected. Like, I can breathe in and then breathe into my yoni and really activate that pleasure. Do I feel high? I feel high. I feel elevated. I feel really connected to my body, but it's a different type of high from when I smoke or when I sip on the tea, because it's really activated in my yoni. And so sometimes it may be my cycle and I might need some extra warm hug from the CBD. So I'll use one of those Foria suppositories. They're CBD based. And I lay there for a minute just to let it kind of melt inside of me. But each of those suppositories are like 60 milligrams.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful, medicinal, relaxing, blissful experience. And I know a lot of women that deal with endometriosis and fibroids and various things like that are also women that find it painful to have sex. Those suppositories, that spray really loosens and opens and just gives you a whole new portal of pleasure that we all deserve. We deserve pleasure and we deserve expansive orgasms. The first time that I had orgasm, when I specifically used, you know, the medicine on my yoni, I had never experienced an orgasm like that. And it was a solo, it was self-play and it was dynamic. Now, I usually like to smoke and inhale and sip tea. However, this was my first time actually using a product, you know, on my yoni, and just the expansive, the blissful, the pleasure. You just really feel it. Cause I think a lot of times as women, we're in our head so much during sex or during self-pleasure and wanting to reach a particular goal. But using this medicine, whether it's CBD or THC, whatever it is that you're using, you're allowing it to bring you into your body and help you reach a level of pleasure that maybe you didn't allow yourself to before.
God, that's exactly Lizzie Jeff. So I like calling you by your full name, Lizzie Jeff. It is so true. I've had the same experiences where I rub it in, and what I always tell all my listeners, you rub it in and then your intention is in your body. You get to breathe and you're not focused on what's going to happen. What am I doing? And it somehow, it does take you out of your head, because when we're present with what is and what's happening in the moment, we can't be worried about our taxes or whatever else is happening. Right. We're like, this is the moment. And it also, it's healing. So let's talk about the CBD and the THC, because it is CBD, but it still, it works. THC activates a little bit different, but for the CBD can do that in the lube or the arousal oils. And I'm a fan of Foria as well.
I'm so glad you like that. Love. That's so dope.
Yeah. I guess we can just start with that. So for people who have a, they're like, oh, I don't want to get high and all that. CBD can work, but not all CBDs are created equal. So is it about the milligrams? Right. Is it about, what do you think?
Oh, that's good. Because that we got to know. So it can be about the milligrams. I think for me, the first and foremost place, even just having the opportunity and blessing to work in the industry and experience so many different products and brands and people, all of that matters. Who is behind the brand? Are they using high quality, organically, sustainably sourced cannabis, CBD? Where is it being sourced from? If you can get to that, it's worth it. It's worth asking these questions, because look, I mean, I'm so particular about what I'm smoking, but especially if I'm using it in my yoni, I'm extra particular. And so the people in the brand matter. The way they source their medicine matters. You know, when it comes to, you know, the products, it's like, yes, milligrams are important. What I say, there's no set dosage for anybody. Explore, start small, go big. If something is 10 milligrams, try it, see how you feel, and then boost up to 40, 50 milligrams, 100, and then just explore it and grow from there.
I love it. Stick around. After the break, I ask Lizzie the questions you sent in on Instagram. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out, so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. We asked on my Instagram, we said, do you have any questions? We're doing a show. And we got a bunch, and I think we could kind of help some people here, Lizzie.
Okay, I'm with that.
So any mantras to remain present rather than getting lost in your mind while having sex high?
I love this question. This is so powerful. Thank you for choosing that one. Cannabis, she is a powerful earthly element that was put here as a co-conspirer for our medicinal elevation and greatness. And with that said, if we just take a moment, whether we're rolling it up, making tea, massaging it in our yonis, on our breasts, whatever it is we're doing, set the intention. What is your intention? Is it clarity? Is it guidance? Is it heart protection? Is it heart medicine? Are you activating more creative brilliance? What is your intention? Do you want to go deep in sacred energy exchange with your lover and elevate beyond this realm? What is your intention? Set that intention first, and then you spark it up. What I highly recommend is let's bring the sacredness, let's bring the sensuality back to the bedroom, and let's really intentionally come together and activate that root chakra energy. So we're going to sit face to face for at least 15 minutes, eye to eye, with no talking. We're just focused on our breathing. We're focused on the present moment. We're bonding. We're grounding. We're rooting ourselves in this magical, enchanted moment, setting that intention for a magnificently magical night of manifestation and deep love. And when you do the eye to eye, really look and see each other eye to eye, maybe 15, 20 minutes. I suggest 30 minutes, but I know. And so what you want to do is sit back to back. Because when we're back to back, we allow our root chakras to touch. And this is something I learned in an honors yoga sensuality retreat on the Caribbean Sea. And it's just a basic idea of sitting back to back with your lover and really getting in tight and letting your root chakras touch and breathing and creating that powerful cycle of breath. Because how often do we sit back to back with our lovers? We rarely do. And so it's about awakening and unlocking and letting the breath of life really flow through and ground you in. And I honestly guarantee that you will be in your body. You will be out of your mind. Cannabis is a tool to help you get into that state of bliss, into that state of surrender. You got to surrender. You owe it to yourself to do that. Because right now, surface layer sex is cute and it feels good for 3 seconds, but let's really activate that sex magic energy and tune in deeper. And cannabis, if you allow it and set the intention, will be a very powerful tool for that.
I love this, Lizzie, because I'm always telling people, we set an intention before every show. I always ask my listeners to do that, but it's almost like what we're saying is you control the cannabis. Don't let it control you. And how you could do that is by setting an intention. I always say, like, stare into your partner's eyes for 5 minutes, because I think that's what people are going to do. But 30 minutes would even be more so. And it's true. It's a kind of a tantric practice to sit back to back. Right. And then you start to feel each other's breath. You start to sync up your breath together.
Right.
And it's you're in it. So your mind can't be going elsewhere if you start with the intention of connection with your partner.
Right. Exactly. Yep. It's a dance. Let's dance, baby. Let's get to know each other. Let's yes. heal. And look, you know, Emily, I'm going to tell you, I've been all over the world and I've sat in so many women's circles. And when I tell you, and I know you know this as well, when we listen to each other's stories, there's so much power in that. But what we realize is so many women in some way have been violated at some point in their lives, a lot of times as a child, as a young girl. And so those moments do shape you and your perspective and your mentality and your sexual expression. And so I'm saying this to say is, in this generation, as we're leading this sensual sexual renaissance, we owe it to each other to show up as powerful as possible in the bedroom, especially our men in our heterosexual relationships, what I'm speaking on in particular, and holding space, because sometimes we're sleeping with someone and we may not even know any of the trauma that they have experienced. And this is on both sides, because men do experience trauma as well. But I'm specifically relating to women and just allowing sex to be that medicine, to go deep, to really tune into the divine powers of what sex can be and healing, you know, and bringing back that healing in the womb space, in the cosmic womb space.
How do women start with that, though? Like, we could circle back to big pussy energy. I think that's what you're saying, is show up, be in your body. So how do we do that? What would you say is a step?
Woo! Breathing on purpose, just breathe on purpose. And when you breathe, breathe with passion, breathe with fire, breathe in a way that turns you on, breathe in life. That is a gift. And that is one way to start. And the other thing I said earlier, look in the mirror every single day. look at her. Tell yourself how beautiful and gorgeous you are. I see you. Your neck bone is perfect. Wow, look at those gorgeous eyes. Oh my goodness, I love the way your hair grows from your head. You are confident, you are creative, you are sexy. And while you're doing this, hug yourself, touch yourself. Ladies, feel your breasts. You know, I have this beautiful nipple serum, and the point of the nipple serum is for us to touch our breasts every day. We live in a society that is constantly telling us our breasts are too big, they're too small, they're not sexy enough, they're too flat, they're this, they're that. Many women have gotten various forms of augmentation and things like that. And so there's a lot of healing required in our breast area. So even just holding your breast and remembering, when you birth life in this earthly realm, the very first sip of nourishment is the breast. And it's a divine portal for nourishment, for life, for divine codes. And not only that, for pleasure. So many women have orgasms specifically through their nipples. And so when we show up for our bodies every day, when we get out of the shower and we take our time, when we oil our body down in luxurious oils, shea butter, avocado oil, whatever it is that we're using, rose oil in our scalp, take our time, make it sexy, make it sensual. When you breathe, put your hands over your yoni and breathe in pure sunlight. Imagine radiant sunlight beaming into your yoni. That's how you get in tune with your body. We owe it to ourselves, especially as women, because we spend so much time trying to shape and fix our bodies or negatively speaking to our bodies. And it's time that we reclaim our power, because we are all sexy. It doesn't matter what you look like, what color your skin is, where you're from, or what society tells you is sexy. You are sexy. Sexy is a mind state. And so that mind state is a muscle that needs to be sharpened, that needs to be strengthened every single day. And so every single day, touch yourself with peace, with pleasure. When you step outside and you hear the wind and you see the wind or you feel it against your cheek, oh, you know, give love to the earth for flirting with you and kissing you on the cheek. Be in a dance with the earth. Be in a dance with yourself. Elevate your vocabulary. Try new things on. Wear that sexy lace lingerie that's been sitting in your closet for 10 years. Drink some aphrodisiac herbal maca tea. Whatever that looks like, create your own rituals. Whatever it looks like, live your life in ritual. That's how you become more connected. It doesn't matter how many kids you had or how, if you have no breasts or one breast or what it looks like. All that matters is you doing the work every day, showing up for yourself.
Yes. Yes. Lizzie, you're really explaining it in a way that I think we can all picture and ground in, because it's a daily practice. It is a muscle. I mean, Lizzie, we have never met before, but this is so many of the things that we talk on the show is like, yeah, to have your affirmations, look in the mirror every day. But what I love that you're saying is it's daily, and nobody else from the outside is going to give it to you. 100 people could like your photo. You could swipe on all the people that love, want to go out with you. But if we are not connected to our bodies, nobody else can authentically connect to us until we make peace with our bodies and we give ourselves an orgasm and we feel embodied. No one's going to show up with that magic key to like make it all happen. It's us and it's daily. So for a lot of women, I think, and men too, when we're stressed out and we come home and we haven't touched our bodies, we've been stressed all week. And then our partner comes up and wants it. We're like, what? Like, we're so disconnected. But if on the daily, right, it's like working out. If you're working out every day so much, if on the daily, even if it's 10 minutes, instead of slapping your lotion or your oil on, you take, I do this too. Yeah. I rub on the oil. I'm like, slow down. Yes. Like even today, like I only had time for my arms because I was rushing, but I was like, okay, I'm doing this slow. I bet that was a muscle that's taken me so much time to get there. But now I can't not. It's like any other habit. You have to continue to do it and then you connect. And I love that we're giving women power and through your words here saying like it's available to everybody. Sexy is in our hands, our responsibility, and our pleasure for that matter. So someone else says here, you know, it's funny, Lizzie, because these are all, a lot of them are the same. It's so funny. I'm just going to read through them. Weed gives me a dry mouth and a dry vagina. What can I do? So that one came up a few times, and then we'll get into some other ones. But what do you do about that? Dry mouth, dry vagina. I'm like lube. Lube on every nightstand is my dream. Just use lube and drink. I just drink a lot in sex, water, whatever.
Right, exactly. I think that here's the biggest thing. Look, if you are going to participate in the mental, spiritual, emotional stimulation provided by this sacred plant medicine, then, of course, there comes particular things that could be set into place to balance the energy. For example, I love to enjoy a nice toke daily. So in balance and alignment, I'm taking my mullein herb. You feel me? I'm taking my yerba santa. It's strengthening my lungs. It's a lung cleanser. I'm drinking my water. You may have seen me sip a few times. It's important that we stay hydrated.
Hydrated when you're high, especially.
Yes, you got to sip on that water because there's nothing more powerful than a juicy pussy. So in general, stay hydrated. And the other thing is, oh, absolutely. Get you some of that pussy oil. Get you some of that oil, that lube, that CBD lube, and make it juicy and make it wet. Because the reason why I like it, and I was never a fan of lube until certain cannabis brands presented that option because it was wholesome, clean ingredients. And so for me, it's like, look, drink on your water, try the lube. I guarantee if you stay hydrated and you do what you need to do every day, you're going to have a juicy pussy. You feel me? And if smoking is just something that makes you feel dry, okay, there's so many other gorgeous forms of cannabis consumption, whether it's through the tea bags, the bath bombs, the massage oils. Yeah.
I'm going to take a quick break. Thank you for supporting our sponsors who help keep this show free. When we come back, I ask Lizzie about the many different strains of weed and how to find the right one for you. How about this? Why is sex so much better stoned?
Why is it so much better stoned? I mean, look, that's like, you know, not everybody's going to agree with that. But for me personally, because the cannabis medicine, it's the feminine energy. We can only enjoy the cannabis if she births it. And there's already something so sensual and elegant and soft and graceful and empowering and igniting about the feminine essence regardless. So that's the energy, you know, that you get automatically by tuning in with the cannabis frequency. You know, like I said, she takes you out of your mind, into your body, touches even more enhanced. There's less inhibitions. You feel me? You may be more inspired to try new things and go even further. And it just feels good to experience a really good strain that is in alignment with your energetic chemistry that will make you, you know, experience the ultimate like blissful moments.
I have a question about strains. So I feel like, is there a strain that you recommend for sex? Because I also think that different, because I have listeners all over the world, you can't get every strain every place. So is there one that you're like, this one, or does it change? Or is it different for everybody?
That is a great question. Now, here's the thing with the strains. Let's say you have a friend that's a grower and that person is getting it directly from the farm and they know exactly what the seeds were that they had. And maybe it was, you know, champagne or AK Haze or Super Lemon Haze or Blackberry Kush, which is one of my favorites, then okay. Now, oftentimes what happens is there are strain specifics. However, every strain works different for each person. So, for example, you may love a blue dream. You know, blue, you may feel so creative and sensual and ready to create a masterpiece when you smoke blue dream, but I may smoke it and it might make me feel very, very, very relaxed and sleepy. However, if I smoke a little bit of blackberry kush and I set my intention for ultimate creative bliss, then I might feel a nice tingly, energetic vibe. I might feel creative, but explore, experiment, you know, remember, take notes, make note of what you smoke so that if you have a consistent source or a dispensary that you like to go to, then you know exactly what you like. But don't give up once or twice or three times if you try a strain that may make you feel different than what you expect. It's all about exploration and seeing what works best for you and your chemistry and where you are energetically at that time.
Yes, it's so true that sometimes people are like, oh God, I had a really bad edible once and, you know, I was going to the hospital or I had a bad experience. Weed makes me paranoid. It can, sure, but don't let that be like your end all because you had a few bad experiences. And again, I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm just saying if you do it with intention and you do it responsibly and you check out the sources and you take time to pay attention, how am I actually feeling in the moment? What, and you slow down, you're not just like taking a huge bong hit and another one, like really like go slow. Like, I think I always wonder this, like, is it more that we're just different. Like if I spoke something, you spoke something or take something, it'll be different. Or is it more like our mindset? Like if I have set the intention, if I'm in a good space, then I could have anything and I would feel great. You know what I mean? I know it's so hard to say.
No, I got Look, it's all about the vibe. It's all about the energy. You and I could go on a girls trip down in Miami and go kick it at Nikki Beach. And we're like, ooh, we would love some cannabis. And so I might hit my vegan chef, who might connect me to his, you know, medicine man. And then his medicine man pulls up with a strain neither one of us have tried. And we smoke it together. I'm on the beach and we've been sipping fresh pressed organic juices. And it's nothing but the waves splashing. We both might feel so dynamic and wavy because the energy that we were already creating was lit. But there may also be, you know, another moment where we may go to the dispensary and you may be looking for something that's a little bit more potent because you may have been smoking for much longer than I have, or you have a higher tolerance. Maybe it's my third time ever smoking in life. So I might need a little something that's lighter, maybe a sun grown, you know, something with a little bit of, you know, some fruity terpenes in it. So it's all a matter of figuring out what works for you, infused with the energy and the vibe. If you haven't eaten all day, but I had an incredible acai bowl with coconut chips and almond butter on top earlier in the day, the medicine is going to hit us both differently.
Yes. And it's paying attention to that. All those things. It's like any medicine. You could be taking a pill, any medication. They say, well, don't mix it with this or that, or have it on a full stomach. Right. It's the same thing for this. So that is so helpful. I know that this question, how you're going to answer, I think we already answered it. So I don't know. Can weed enhance orgasms? We know that it can. I believe it can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was my experience that I spoke on earlier, that was mm-hmm. the most dynamic orgasm I had had when I used that Awaken spray.
Love it. I love your energy. Love your vibe. I think that this is, you know, it's 420. I'm not a pusher here. I'm just saying, explore right now. Weed is having, right, the last explore. Few years, having a moment.
Have
and
fun.
Get into your body. Figure out
get
who
into
you
your body.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, I have to ask you the five questions we ask all of our guests.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready? It's our quickie questions.
Okay.
What is your biggest turn on? It could be anything.
Ooh, I love a beautiful man that loves to worship his woman, who's always intentional. And when we connect, whether he's bringing me organic fruits or he listens to specific things that I say and then shows up with those things, that's something that really stimulates me.
Biggest turnoff.
Someone that doesn't respect women.
What makes good sex?
Wow. What makes good sex? Intention, passion, trust, vulnerability, deep connection, openness, willingness to explore and go deep, creative foreplay, and honoring the woman's pleasure in sex. Because the more open the woman is, the deeper you can go into your own inspiration and healing, all of those things.
Something you would tell your younger self about sex and relationships.
Oh my goodness, girl, it's not that serious. Let me tell you something. I was celibate for 10 years, okay?
Wow.
And oh my God, I mean, it was like such a big deal. Like not to anyone else, but just to me. But even in my celibacy, for the reasons that I chose to be celibate, I would tell myself, it's okay to still be in tune with your body. It's okay to still touch yourself and give yourself pleasure, to love on your breast, to be sensual with your partner without penetration, if that's what you desire, but it's still okay to be sensual.
Okay, what's the number one thing you wish everyone knew about sex?
It is truly a gift from the highest heavenly realm, granted to us for the sole purpose of multidimensional exploration and healing. Sex is a key that if you are intentional and you truly understand its full purpose, you can unlock portals and ways of orgasmic pleasure and creative brilliance. i.e. sex magic and understanding the universal laws that specifically correlate with sacred energy exchange.
Talk to me about sex magic, what it is and your experience with it.
So there's a queen, there's a woman, and her name is Queen Afua. And she wrote a book called Sacred Woman. That's when I really understood, wow, I have power in my womb and I can speak energy and intention. And the basic understanding of sex magic in my expression, I want people to look into it and allow themselves to learn more about it. But it is the intention of harnessing our sexual energy to manifest a magnificent reality. And when I understand that the power of my sensuality, I may be listening to some Astamari R&B music in the background. I might have the beeswax candle lit. I got a sexy red light over there, aromatherapy, peppermint, and I'm on a vibe and I'm in my body and I'm feeling sexy. Then that energy, that is the energy that you're feeling that literally creates life. So if tonight the goal is not to create a baby, what else can we birth? So whether it's solo play or partner play, where both partners come together with the intention and the visualization of whatever it is you're manifesting, whether it's deeper connection and trust in the relationship, whether it's a house for your family, whether it's, you know, expansion and more friends, whatever that looks like, you can come together, visualize it, breathe it in, set the intention. And in the moment of your orgasmic expression, that energy is solidified in the universe. You are both holding that vision for yourself. And like I said, this can be solo play as well, whether you're using a crystal, whether you're using your hands, or whether you're using a magic wand. You can harness that energy and really create prolific experiences for yourself in life.
So well said, because this is the source of our creativity. This is the source of life. So you have an orgasm. It makes sense. And in that moment of orgasm, it's all about intentions and manifesting. And so, yeah, you have an orgasm, make it happen in that moment. That's a divine moment. So well said, I love that, Lizzie. I'm so happy to meet you. Tell us how people can find you and play with you and hang out. Where?
Last year, I put out a book called Principles and Potions for Peace, Purpose, and Prosperous Living. And it is a 333 plus page curated reading experience. And it's sexy, it's raw, it's sensual, it's political, it's radical, it's next level. And so anybody can find at lizzyjeff.com, or you can just click the link in my bio on Instagram, LizzyJeff. And on 420, you know, 420
today,
this is so my album Prophecies of a Rap Priestess just dropped globally for the first time today. And this is my latest album that I worked on all of 2020. I really believe in this project. And this is honestly the most prolific thing I've ever done in my life. And so
congratulations. We are going to link to that in the bio as well. So I cannot wait to get my hands on it. You are fabulous. Everything you're doing, you are a force, Lizzie Jeff. And I think it's incredible that you're doing this work for everyone, not just women, but all genders, because we're all in this together, right? I mean, you probably, we all need to kind of help each other understand this and lift each other higher, literally and figuratively if we want to, because, you know, it's 420.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much. We're going to put this out there to the world today, and everyone's going to just love you up and experience this along with you. Thank you so much. Really, Lizzie.
Thank you. So much love to you. So much love. Enjoy your holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Blessings.
That's it for today's episode. See you on Friday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and share this with a friend or a partner. Believe me, if you got something out of this, they will too. Find me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at Sex with Emily. If you want to ask me a question about sex, dating, or relationships, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com or sexwithemily.com/askemily. And check out my website. We have so many articles on there helping you better sex. And you can check out our guides at sexwithemily.com/guides for free guides that will give you expansive tips and activities. Sign up for our weekly emails, because, hey, I've been told I give really good emails. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.